This is Primetime Sports, News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro on FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSradio.com, on our smartphone apps, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees, Screen Printing and Embroidery, home of Raider Tees. For all things MTSU, think Raider Tees first. Tonight, get an in-depth look at what's been going on in sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for tonight's show here on News Radio WGNS.
Well, welcome into the show tonight. Brian Barrett and Steve Luker in the house. We're missing about half of our roster tonight.
Well, you know, some people just can't play hurt. That's just the way it is. I mean, you know, you got some kids that can play and some kids that can't, and it's the same way in radio.
Yeah, I guess so. John is not able to be with us tonight. He actually, I don't know how much he wants me to put on the air, but let's just say he had a battle with kidney stones, and I think they won.
Yeah, he's hurting a little bit. I don't know if I'd call that an injury or not. I mean, you just got to sometimes get yourself up and, you know,
and
do what it takes. You just got to go. I mean, this is playoff season.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was early in the season, rest, you know, to play another day. But, you know, he's got to – I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
I think Clark is and he's not here tonight. His son's playing basketball as the middle school basketball season is well underway. I guess you all know that pretty well, but being at Smyrna Middle. But he was awfully happy, and I think he was concerned that tonight might become a roast for him for some reason.
Well, he's in the lead. I'll just go ahead and say that. But, yeah, he should be at that basketball game. I think his son plays, and, you know, that's where he should be. But if I accidentally say something about him that's not, you know, positive, I apologize beforehand. Let that go.
Well, John did want me to make sure that I mentioned you and I and John and even Bargatze got in on it somehow, I guess just because he was at the chili supper last week. But, well, there was kind of a nasty, taunting email that went out.
Well, I mean, yeah, and it was the premonition to the next game that he picked that he was correct on. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he made some gutsy moves there. And just to tell you the truth, I'm glad he was right just because it was good for Rutherford County football.
We're going to kind of talk about that last week and spend some time talking about the finals in last week's games and just the fact that 12 of the 16 teams, including five of our Rutherford County teams, are still playing in the Class 6A playoffs. So 12 of the 16 in the second round are from Middle Tennessee. There are two West Tennessee teams and two East Tennessee teams, the 1 and 2 seeds there, but the rest of them went down. And that includes the 3 and 4s hosting. And that, you know, usually doesn't happen in the playoffs.
No, that doesn't happen. But I think that's a testament to how tough, you know, maybe not the best team in the state may not come out of Middle Tennessee. The state champion may not. But when you look at the quality and how good those teams are in the Middle Tennessee, I mean, how can you argue that Middle Tennessee is not a very, very good place to live if you like high school football and to play? It's exciting.
We had about 20 kids sign national letters of intent. We'll kind of talk about that. Providence Christian Academy is going to become a member of the TSSAA. Kind of touch a bit on that and their plans. Understand the building plan for Rutherford County Schools is out, and it includes a high school in the near future, and I'm talking about in the next 5 years. MTSU, Vandy, Tennessee, and the Titans. How about those Titans?
Wow, that's amazing.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, just a little boost in the arm. Maybe they know something we didn't know.
I mean, no malarkey there.
You sound like Biden during the malarkey. So, yeah, I mean, they pulled it out, and I think Mariota's the AFC player of the week again for the second time this year. So that kid can play. He really can, and maybe if it didn't matter who the coach was, if he comes back and plays, you know, he's a rookie, win some ball games.
I think the key was they protected him.
They did.
To me, I mean, that looked like the big thing that happened there is he actually had some protection and wasn't running for his life and or sacked or, you know, whatever.
You know, that locker room, it's got to be different. I mean, when you change coaches, it changes the personality of your team. So it looked like it was – I don't know if you can blame the win, so to speak, on – either one on the coaching change.
Yeah, I almost went with the Titans. Almost.
You're smarter than that. I mean, come on, Brian.
I know. But I did give it some serious thought. You know,
it would have been a gutsy. It would have been a comeback move if you did that.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody was surprised around. We'll kind of talk about that and look ahead at the rest of their season. But that's what we're talking about tonight. Prep, college, and pro football with the Titans here on Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. When we come back, we'll kind of hit the college ranks and talk a little UT Vandy and MTSU with their games coming up this weekend. Middle Tennessee had a huge win, three overtimes at home on Saturday last week. We'll talk all about that and much more as we continue with Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
This is Jimmy Evans of Evans Auto Exchange. You know, I've been on the radio here for nearly a year now talking to you about my quality cars and trucks. But this message today is for people with bad credit. No matter how bad it is, we can put you in a car or truck with a nice payment that you can easily afford. We're not talking about junkers. We're talking about nice cars and trucks. Bring your bad credit and come on down and see us at Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com, 2240 Northwest Broad here in Murfreesboro, right next door to the Harley dealer.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orphis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
The time is now, Bob Potts Auction. The time is now.
A brick home, a barn, pool, and 10 acres all to be auctioned off during an absolute auction Saturday, November the 7th in Shelbyville. This auction is at 210 John Pickle Road. For information, go to parksauction.com.
Bob Potts Auction. Since 1998, Jones Media has been recognized as one of the preeminent full-service marketing, advertising, and design agencies serving solely a Middle Tennessee client base. Don Jones, owner of Jones Media, has over 30 years of marketing and creative experience. Our foundation is in the fundamentals of communication strategies. Jones Media is known for building and positioning brands while maximizing the exposure for our clients. For more information, go to jonesmedia.info.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com, and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Back with Primetime Sports here on News Radio, WGNS, presented by Ideas Tees. Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders in action at the 2-7 Florida Atlantic Owls. And that's one of those games, Steve, that you look at, and Steve Luker's here tonight. If you look at that game with a 2-7 team, you think, well, you know, they're 2-7. But Middle Tennessee can't afford to overlook anybody, especially a Florida Atlantic team who, well, MTSU won on the last second play last year in overtime the year before.
Yeah.
And on the road, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, on the road, that automatically evens people up just a little bit. I mean, and that's not an easy trip going to Florida. And Florida is known for having some pretty good athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the details of who they're playing, but, you know, they're going to have some good players.
Well, last week, FAU played Western Kentucky, and it was 35-19. 35-19,
yeah.
And then you look at how Western Kentucky was able to handle Middle Tennessee, and
yep.
If you get into comparing some of those scores, I think it's going to be a toss-up game.
Yeah, and Western's a scoring machine.
Yeah.
I mean, they are really – they can put a lot of points on the board.
The Raiders are 4-5, and, boy, that was a win that they really needed. I mean, going in at 3-6 to a 2-7 Florida Atlantic would have been a lot tougher without mm-hmm. that win. That win means a lot at home that they got last
week. You win in overtime, that builds a little confidence too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's hard. It's hard to put together a series of plays and score and win, and especially, you know, good football teams.
They've still got North Texas and Texas San Antonio left. So, you know, they've got some work to do, and obviously 7-5 makes you bowl eligible, but you got to win out, and you got three games left, and that's what you got to have.
And bowl, that's your ultimate goal, you know, to go to a bowl. Of course, win the conference.
Sure.
Go to a bowl.
College football, there are so many teams that have a postseason bowl game, it's almost like your season is not successful if you don't go to a bowl game, if that makes sense.
Well, because that's the celebration for a successful season.
Yeah.
You know, you go to a bowl game, I mean, it
– But so many go.
There are a lot of bowl games.
I mean,
that just started, what, probably about 15, maybe 16, 17 years ago. They started coming out with – everybody started putting together a bowl. So there were plenty of bowls to go to. Music City Bowl, how long has that been around? 15 years or so?
Yeah, maybe not quite that long,
yeah.
But pretty close. And it's successful. It brings revenue into towns, and people make money, and the colleges make money, and that's really what it comes down to on that level, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, if you can get a good matchup, you know, which it's always SEC team
mm-hmm.
coming to Nashville, and that works out great. Some of the bowl games that you watch are like,
yeah.
Is anybody there? Why are they doing that? I mean, especially, I mean, I can understand taking the team to Hawaii, but nobody goes.
On a Christmas day.
On a Christmas day.
Yeah.
And they, is it back-to-back bowls? I mean, it's like back-to-back games almost, like in the same day or at least back-to-back days, and no one's there. So I don't know how to make the revenue except from TV money.
That
sponsorship
has to be the only way that there's some money made on those, especially, and it seems like as you go along, the December games get better and better, and then I really kind of miss the days. And it was a little better last year, I think, but when New Year's Day was the day to watch college football.
If the networks would not put – I mean, I'm an SEC fan. I'm
right.
not Tennessee. I'm not one of those. But it seems like they bunch up the SEC games. They all play at 10 o'clock. You know, they ought to spread that out a little bit so we can watch – who we want to watch, when we want to watch it. But, yeah, it's traditionally that's a great day. You know, if you like college football, that's a good day.
College football season seems to get longer and longer, though, and the football playoff being in its second year, I think it kind of made the college football fans rest a little easier. They feel a little better about this four-team playoff.
Well, if they're one of the top four teams.
Well, that's true.
So you still have the arguing, I guess, or the posturing to say, we should be number one, we should be number two, number three, so forth and so on. So, you know, there's still a lot of competition for those spots until it went to a true playoff, which if they can figure out a way to make a bunch of money off that, they will.
But yeah, well, that's what it comes down to. I think this year there stands to be the possibility of you know, an undefeated team that doesn't get into that four-team playoff just because, well, Memphis, for instance, had they not lost last week and continued to win, I don't think they would have been one of the final four teams because, you know, a one-loss Alabama team is going to get in over Memphis.
Simply because they were Memphis.
Right.
Nobody's going to, yeah, it's not going to be, the polls are not going to put them in that position.
Do you catch any of the Tennessee or Vanderbilt games last weekend?
Caught a little bit of the Vanderbilt game.
Impressed? Not impressed?
Yeah. Tennessee, I was at Eagleville. I mean, I left to go to Eagleville. They had their big fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
So it's the trivia night, which...
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's a big night out there, so you're not allowed to have your cell phone. So Bruce Haley, the ag teacher, said, I will update y'all. He's a big Tennessee fan. I will update everybody on the game. Mm-hmm. So we got updates throughout the game, and... It was a fun night at Eagleville. They made some money for their ag program, and so that was a lot of fun. That's where I was during the Tennessee game.
So you participate in that?
I participated in that. Yes, all a lot of intellectuals show up on that night out there to play.
all of Rutherford County's finest.
A lot of Rutherford County's finest.
Did you have a specialty? I mean, when you put the teams together, do you put together, you know, this is your specialty area?
No, I put it together with people that I think will give dumb answers like me, so we can laugh and have a good time. So,
oh, so you're on one of those not so serious about winning teams.
Yeah, it's not about winning. It's about it was about having a good time and having fun, and you know they put that together, and it's you know, it's a lot of fun to go play those types of games on a Saturday night when you don't have anything else to do, but, you know, you could watch football, I guess, if you wanted to, but that was a lot of fun.
Well, Vanderbilt this week, it seems like they're catching everybody in a desperate situation, and Kentucky is kind of in that desperate situation. I mean, they are looking to maybe be a bowl-eligible team at 4-5. They've got to have some help and win some games, and 4-5 Kentucky at Vanderbilt, 3-6. I thought Vanderbilt and Florida, though, I mean, they had a chance to win.
Vanderbilt's been a surprise, really, from where they started at.
Oh, yeah. It looked, I mean, we're talking about firing coach and everything else at the beginning of the season.
And now they're playing good defense. It's scoring points is the problem. Scoring points. So, I don't know. Kentucky's Kentucky. How do you break out of that? How does Vanderbilt break out of it? How does Kentucky break out of that? Even a South Carolina, I mean, they had Spurrier, great coach. It was still hard for them not to be South Carolina, really. It was hard for them to be a Florida, a Tennessee. I don't know. It's very competitive.
Vanderbilt's kind of in that same situation, if you know, maybe kind of in the hunt. They've got to win out and have a little help maybe to have some postseason aspirations. But I think whoever loses this football game is probably last in the SEC East, and that's not somewhere you want to be. And both of those teams seem to battle it out for that year in and year out, although Kentucky and Vanderbilt recently have had some pretty decent years.
They have. I mean, they've probably Vanderbilt more than Kentucky lately.
Right.
Since Hal Mumme was there. Well, yeah. No, Brooks won, yeah. Went to several bowls, but the bowl game was the Music City Bowl every
right.
year.
Oh, yeah.
And Kentucky, they bring a good crowd down to that. And Rich Brooks won a bunch of football games there. But, you know, it was really exciting when Hal Mumme was there, though. You remember just airing it out, and he had Couch, and then he had the hefty lefty, Jared Lorenzo.
Jared, yep.
And, those guys never panned out in the NFL, but man, that was some fun football to watch. I guess it was the birth of the spread offense, and it went like wildfire from there, didn't it?
For everybody.
For everybody.
Across the country, high schools are seeing it too. You know, in Kentucky, they started out this year 4-1 and then lost four in a row, and it was that loss to Florida that really sent them in a spiral. Many thought that they might be in the hunt in the SEC East.
I was fooled for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they put together a pretty good – and it's still probably a decent football team, but you got potential to lose every Saturday in this league.
Just to tell you how close these two teams are in the FBS rankings – Kentucky is 74, or the Sarigan ratings. Vanderbilt's 75. So, I mean, it doesn't get much closer than that in terms of, and that's all the computer-generated information and stats and such.
I think Dinkins and Clark should pick Vanderbilt then.
Well, I have their picks, and there is a Vandy on there.
There is?
Mm-hmm. I won't tell you who. Oh, we'll have to wait till we get there.
Okay. All
but,
right.
Vanderbilt and Kentucky, being in Nashville maybe helps Vanderbilt a little bit. There was a little criticism, I guess, of Derek Mason for being his own defensive coordinator, and we know how that worked out, being the play caller on offense for Ken Wisenhunt. However, the defense is the best part of Kentucky's game. I mean, Vandy's game.
It is. I mean, they, you know, they put together a pretty good plan and playing pretty good defense, so. That turned out to probably be, and we'll see by the end of the year how that turns out,
yeah.
But probably a very wise choice for him to do that, it looks like at this point.
Well, we'll talk a little Tennessee Volunteers and Tennessee Titans, and, of course, high school conversation coming up. Got some short comments from coaches David Watson and Greg Wyatt, and going to bring it back here down to the local level and talk some high school sports in just a few as well. We've got another 40 minutes or so here on Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. We invite you to stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get in the Blue Raider spirit with new gear from Raider Tees. Best prices in town on MT clothing and tailgating supplies. Every home game day and Friday before, get a 25% discount on all regularly priced MT gear. Raider Tees is open every Saturday game day until 2 hours before kickoff. Don't pay full price on campus. Save 25% before you go to the game. Smart Blue Raider fans, shop at Raider Tees, just behind Chewy's on Broad Street.
Joining us from DirecTV by Intersource, Andy DeGraw, a company that is truly involved in this community.
We have a golf tournament that we host every year that goes to benefit a local charity. We have a strong relationship and a commitment to Rutherford County schools and athletics. We give back around $15,000 a year.
Intersource.
Source.
615-815-1800 and online at Entersource.tv.
Have your feet been hurting you? Well, then you need to try Fleet Feet Sports, like Bart Walker did here at the station.
My feet were killing me, and the doc said, you need to go to Fleet Feet, because they know how to measure your feet. Well, they measured my feet when I was sitting, they measured them when I was standing. Then they tried on some shoes and had me walk back and forth. Thanks to Fleet Feet, my feet no longer hurt.
Fleet Feet Sports. Stop by today. They're at the corner of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane, next door to Carrabba's. Fleet Feet Sports.
Middle Tennessee Christian School invites you to the 55th Annual Steak Dinner Fundraiser on Tuesday, December 1st at 6:30 p.m. Here's Dr. Phil Ellenberg, president of MTCS.
Henry Cho is a wonderful, clean comedian. He's been on a lot of TV shows.
He was so popular last year, he's back for an encore.
So he'll be on campus Tuesday, December 1st for a fun evening.
The MTCS Annual Steak Dinner Fundraiser, Tuesday, December 1st at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit mtcscougars.org.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Ryan Barrett and Steve Luker here with you on Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. We're going to wrap up our college and pro talk here with the Tennessee Volunteers, and they will be hosting the Mean Green of North Texas, not so mean at 1-8. But, you know, Tennessee needs a game like that after a scare from South Carolina. That would have been a horrible loss for Tennessee if they had lost to South Carolina.
It would have took the air out of their sails for sure to lose a game like that.
Yeah. And with Tennessee sitting at 5-4, they went out. They're going to get a pretty decent bowl game, and you're talking about maybe the Texas Bowl, the Belt Bowl, Liberty Bowl still kind of in there. A loss, maybe Music City Bowl, and I think one more loss puts them back about where they were last year. And I guess with bowls, you have the lower tier, mid tier, and then the premier bowl games. They want to make that progression to the mid-tier bowl games. And last year, they were there, and maybe a bit surprising.
Where did they go last year? I'm trying to remember.
They played Iowa. I can't remember the Tax Slayer Bowl. But it was one of those that's been renamed. But it seems to me that Tennessee is a big draw because their fans will travel.
They will travel.
And that's the big thing for them.
Yeah, they're hungry for that. Tennessee fans have done that, traditionally have traveled well for bowl games. Even before they were, you know, I guess, even back in the days of Johnny Majors. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fans would travel. They would, you know, follow their team and go. So, yeah, people want Tennessee to come because Tennessee will bring their money.
The thing about, I mean, they had a nice win over Kentucky, put up a lot of points, and then last week a 3-point win over South Carolina. So they're still having a little bit of back and forth. I think this game comes for them at a very good time. Not that they don't have to play the game, but they are a 40-point favorite against North Texas.
Don't let up.
That's one of those games that kind of gets you, right?
Don't let up. And, you know, that's one of those games that North Texas beats Tennessee, their season saved, no matter what their record is.
Oh yeah,
you know it's saved. They've they'll live to play another day. Tennessee, you know, loses that game, their season is probably down the tube.
Yeah,
they can still get a bowl game, but probably not.
And on the high school level, the good thing about, and we'll talk about this in just a second, but take Siegel for instance. I mean, they were in kind of that same situation.
They were
2-8. Wouldn't have been in the playoffs if they were in any other classification or in the old system, but they did get in and they made some hay. And there were several teams that did that probably would not have been in the playoffs under last year's playoff method, the Z plan.
And last year and this year, I know Siegel struggled for wins, but they do not have a bad football team. You know, they at times are as good as anybody in this league at times. So I don't know if it's just a consistency, trying to play consistent, or people getting in the right places. And I know they've moved some people around, but they're not a bad football team. And yeah, they proved that last week.
I think they're a victim of their own schedule for the biggest part of it. I mean, they had probably the hardest schedule of anybody,
and the sequence of that schedule.
That's a big key, yeah, in it, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. You know, who you play before and after big games, or games that you can compete and win in. So
I was just pulling up their schedule to remind myself here of who they played and in what order. I mean, I know they started out at Ravenwood, which they're probably the favorite to, from the west side of the bracket, to get back to the state championship game. And the 47-27 score is not indicative of how close that game was. I mean, it was close. We did that ball game on the radio. Kind of got away from them a little bit late third quarter and fourth quarter. But then Hendersonville. So Ravenwood-Hendersonville before they play Oakland. Wilson Central is the one that kind of sticks out. But
that's
a
surprise.
Yeah, but Wilson Central last week goes and wins on the road in the playoffs. So, I mean, they're one of the final 16 that are still in there. Then they had Cookeville and Smyrna, Riverdale, Blackman. I mean, that's
Cookeville,
just a tough
Smyrna,
road.
Riverdale, Blackman. I mean,
yeah. That's not an easy road
it's
to hoe.
It's not an easy road.
Then you had and where they were able to make some hay was with Warren County, Coffee County, and Bearden. And we'll kind of get Coach Watson's thoughts on that. But kind of a scary to get a team that's playing with emotion and passion and motivation and all those kind of things. And you were at that game. It was a shootout the first half.
Our Blackman-Siegel game, the first game?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was a lot of points scored. I'm telling you, execution on both sides of the football. I mean, and running the ball well, throwing the ball well. And remember, Greedy got hurt in that game.
Right.
And he came out. I don't remember at which point, but he didn't play a lot in the second half.
Right.
And he's a pretty good football player. So
yeah, it's going to feature tomorrow night's game is going to feature some really good running backs. Let's talk a little Titans, and we'll take a break before we jump into the high school conversation.
I was trying to lead you over that way. Could you tell?
Yeah, we always seem to kind of lead that way. The Titans play the Panthers, and last week gave them no chance to beat New Orleans in New Orleans, and they did. Surprised everybody. New coach, new plays, new things. I mean, that last play, I can't remember where Malarkey was as the head coach, but I mean that play, the fade pass to the end zone where they wound up scoring, that was one that he brought back from his head coaching days. I mean, they just looked more dynamic offensively and were protecting the quarterback.
And we're probably trying to, hold it together a little bit. You know, the train had come off the tracks. I mean, mid-season, fire a coach. I mean, that doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
And we're still early, I guess, in the season.
It's and Miami did the same thing. I mean, it was a few weeks earlier.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. They fired their coach, and then Tennessee played them, and they just crushed them.
Right. It's amazing what happens. But
we come down to earth this week, though, maybe? With the 8-0 Panthers?
Probably so. And now the Titans are in the midst of is Malarkey going to be the next coach? Does he want to be the next coach? Who will be the next coach?
I think one thing that he was able to do that I thought was remarkable in 1 week, give them a bit of his identity. You could see a bit of him. It was completely different from what they had done before. Like some of the plays, I think the biggest thing was they put players in situations where their scheme allowed them to protect Mariota better, and that to me is the key.
AFC player of the week again.
You know, and that hasn't happened since Steve McNair won it twice in 1 year.
Wow. Well, he's a good football player, and everybody's rooting for the Titans to get good again. You know, everybody's going to be slow to think that's going to happen, though, because it's been a while. You know, it hasn't happened you know, since Fisher was here. This is the – since Fisher, so you had Fisher, then you had
– Munchak.
Munchak.
Wisenhunt.
Wisenhunt and Malarkey. So the Titans have had four coaches in, what, 6 years?
And Fisher was here since they moved here, yeah, and before they moved here, yeah, with Houston.
And for he was the longest tenured NFL coach at one point.
Yeah, it was him and Steve Cower or Bill Cower, yeah, and Bill Cower got out of coaching, yeah, and went into TV. As many people that talked about the Titans, it was an impressive win. I don't want to take anything away from the Titans and their win at all, because it was one that nobody expected. I think Titans fans are re-energized a little bit. It's a much better position than they were in last year at this point.
Is it on the road this week?
It's at home.
It is at home.
I don't know if that makes any difference, whether they win this ball game or not. Carolina has had to win several games in the last few seconds, yep, you know, so I don't know.
They're much more established and probably have a lot more confidence. When something goes bad, I'm sure they're like, nah, we can put it together and win. I'm not sure the Titans are unproven at being able to do that.
You know, just the way they were able to methodically go down the field and work their offense, it was like watching a different team from one week to the next. I will give them that. Now, I don't know what the magic bullet was. Malarkey had something to do with it. Just him being the new interim head coach is part of it.
Yeah, and they might be playing hard. They might want him to be the new coach.
Well, that's true.
You know, so
keep hearing the name Jim Schwartz, former Titan assistant coach. He went to Detroit.
Defensive coordinator, went, yeah, to Detroit. Had issues up there, but I think everybody
– Who doesn't?
Yeah. I think it was a management problem, and he was mixed up in that too. So
I think one goal for the Titans this year is to try to protect the home turf better. They've lost 9 straight at home. And people are going to follow you on the road, on television, and watch. But if they're going to pay or they're going to go and sit in the seats, especially as the weather gets colder and colder, as we get into November and December, you better be competitive or win some football games. And yeah, that's what they really need.
Because it's not a cheap ticket, and it's not a cheap day. Your time's worth something. It's an all-day, you know, it's an all-day event, so... Yeah, if you got something better else to do, you might go do that when it's, you know, 30 degrees outside and the wind's blowing.
All right. To the high school conversation, when we come back, we're going to talk about all the games that are coming up, how great it is that the Rutherford County teams, 5 of them, are part of the 16 that make up the second round and the Sweet 16, if you will, and just how dominant Middle Tennessee has been in these 6A playoffs. That's where we'll be as we continue the conversation. Plus, we've got Pigskin Picks coming up as well. There's a new leader in Pigskin Picks, and he vocally made that known.
Yeah, bragging already.
Yeah, well, the day after he got that one game edge.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
It's amazing how people behave when they're winning now, isn't it?
Act like you've been there before, right? We'll be right back.
Get to a better State Farm.
Sometimes money's hard to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and I'd like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
Get to a better State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance at 895-2700.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and a memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan France Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan France Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranceconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Jeff Mullins of J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard, a third-generation jeweler in Murfreesboro.
My granddad taught me early on, you just treat people like you want to be treated, and people will keep opening up your door. We're going to make sure you get a quality product. We're going to make sure that you get great service. That's just been the way we've always done business.
J. Mullins Jewelry. Inspired by you. On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
The deep, deep dish pizza from Little Caesars. We love that it's hot and ready from 4 to 8 p.m., and it's only $8. You might think you'd have to use a complicated pizza website and enter your username and password, but there's an easier way for all of us. We can easily walk into any Little Caesars between 4 and 8 p.m. and pick up a large, deep, deep dish pepperoni pizza for $8 or a hot and ready classic for $5. Yes. Little Caesars, world's easiest way to pizza.
In the borough on Memorial, South Rutherford and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Continuing with Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees, and it's time to talk some local football, but some sports news before we get to football. I want to congratulate the kids who have signed scholarships to play on the next level. National Signing Day was this week, and want to congratulate these young people from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. From Riverdale, Haddon Adams will play at North Carolina State in baseball. Jake Fowler, boys lacrosse at Alabama Huntsville. And Reagan Kinney will play golf at Carson Newman. And Caroline Patrick, basketball player, will head to Palm Beach Atlantic.
And that's Riverdale signees.
That's Riverdale signees. Blackman, Jazz Bond, and Crystal Dangerfield from the girls' basketball team. Bond is going to South Florida and Dangerfield to Connecticut. Tanner Owens will play golf at Virginia Tech, and Austin Reynolds will play baseball at Columbia State, Belmont.
He's been at Columbia State. So
going to Belmont.
Going to Belmont.
Yeah.
As a pitcher, catcher, fielder, everything.
Whatever he can do.
Plays it all.
Siegel had, I guess, maybe the most with Liz Besong playing volleyball at Tennessee Tech, Alex Kerrigan baseball at Air Force, Jacob Key baseball at Illinois Chicago, Carolyn Levi going to play softball at Carson Newman, Asia Phillips will play volleyball at Tennessee, Chase Van Patten will swim at Washington St. Louis, or is going to St. Louis, and Veronica Westfall signed a softball scholarship at MTSU. From Oakland, girls basketball, Ansley Eubank headed to Northern Kentucky. Shelby Gibson going to Ole Miss to play for Coach Ensel.
And Coach lost him one here, didn't he?
Yeah. to his son.
To his son.
Patrick Kelly will swim at Colgate, and so that's from Oakland. Stewart's Creek's Micah McClellan will play baseball at Lee. And Central Magnet had a golfer, Jordan Reynolds, going to Faulkner. So that's 20 kids in all signing scholarships on signing letters of intent on Wednesday this week. They plan to sign during the early signing period here. That's either one of those two things going on there, not necessarily signing the scholarship. But
that's Crystal, awesome. That's a big day for those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, big day. I'd say Coach Ensel's probably happy for his son, but he has to show it anyway, right?
Right in his own backyard, though, you think?
Oh, man. Yeah, and she's a player, too. So I'm sure he's rooting for him.
Yeah. So I want to congratulate those young people from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. I did see this week where it looks like the next Rutherford County High School is coming in 2020, and there's been some speculation about where it would be. A lot of people thought that it would be either in the Rockvale area or over toward Whitworth-Buchanan. And, of course, they've got the land in Rockvale, and that probably helped them with that decision to build the Rockvale High School. And I think that's slated to open in 2020.
Another team.
Yeah.
And there goes some of your zone. So zone shifts again.
So who does that affect, you think? Riverdale Blackman?
It will affect a lot of people because of a shift, even as far as Stewart Creek. Stewart Creek kids going to Blackman. Blackman kids going to Rockvale. Riverdale kids going to Rockvale. Maybe some Blackman kids going to Riverdale. I mean, it moves people around. And it could even affect Smyrna. I mean,
down the line.
Down the line.
There's a domino effect every time, isn't it?
Domino effect. I think Blackman picked up 200 or 300 students last time they did this. When a lot of Blackman kids went to Stewart Creek, Riverdale kids came to Blackman. It's just domino.
A lot of those kids, though, in that particular Rockvale proper area go to Eagleville. So that's going to definitely affect Eagleville, I would think.
Yeah, it would. So
a lot of people
go to Eagleville because it's closer,
right?
You know, than driving into town.
In terms of greatest impact, I would think that Eagleville would be right up there in terms of the impact.
So that's exciting, though, to get another school.
I mean, it'd be in the next 5 years, and as the way we're growing, these high schools are going to be busting at the seams.
They're already busted. I think Riverdale's got about, I don't know, 50 portables or something. I don't know, maybe 18. So they have a lot of portables.
It's crazy.
Which are not real, they're not great classrooms. I mean, a portable is a portable.
Right.
Make it look as good as you want.
Another piece of information that came out this week is Providence Christian asked for and have been granted at the TSSAA Board of Control meeting today to join the TSSAA. They're going to be a Division II school. So they'll be the only Division II team. They've only got about close to 50 kids in the high school, so they're going to be one of the smaller schools, and I'm not sure which sports they will decide to play, but Providence Christian will be a TSSAA member, which takes that number up to, I guess, 11, with Central Magnet in all sports except football,
right.
And now Providence adding them in there to the mix.
And then add Lancaster in there. So they're not a TSSAA. You know, they're playing football.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm talking about just TSSAA.
Just TSSAA, but in the county. But, yeah, that's exciting. That school's growing out there.
Our broadcast game this week is Blackman and Siegel. That's the game we're doing here on the radio. So let's kind of talk about the prep football slate. The first question, I've been kind of teasing it quite a bit here tonight, and it's one thing that really amazes me. If you look up and down the final 16 or the round two teams, you see Maryville and Science Hill from the east, White Station and White Haven from the west, and the rest of it's Middle Tennessee, teams you're very familiar with, Cookeville, Siegel, Smyrna, Blackman, Riverdale, Oakland, Ravenwood, Overton, McGavick, Franklin, Wilson Central, Mount Juliet. I mean, is the football here that much better? I mean, top to bottom. A 4-6, now 5-6 Wilson Central team better than an 8-2 Cordova team?
Top to bottom.
Yeah. I mean, it just surprises me.
may not be the state champion, may not be out of Middle Tennessee. I hope it is, and I think it could be possibly, but you still got to go through. I mean, Whitehaven has won several state championships. Maryville, when did they not win one?
Yeah,
I
really.
Mean, so, yeah, but you know, it's anything can happen. That's why we're going to play them.
You know, there's been some conversation about the re-enrollment, but the redoing of the enrollment numbers after the first 2 years of this 4 years. I think it's going to be interesting to see how that's handled, because we may not be talking about a Maribel. They're only in 6A because they were allowed to move up because Laverne, the number 32 team, decided to move down. There's no guarantee when you do those enrollment numbers that if it's 20% increase, and I think we're going to have some schools that have a 20% increase, where yep. that's going to fall, and if number 32 doesn't want to move, I think that was the biggest mistake. That's mm-hmm. the only, and it's not because Maryville's in 6A.
By letting one move down if they want it to.
Yeah. I think that's the problem with it, because in 2 years, that's going to create changes in 6A and 5A. Well, it's going to have to happen.
And that's probably something that you've always been allowed to move up if you would like.
Right.
You know, and some people move up simply, and probably Maryville, for scheduling reasons. I mean, nobody's going to schedule Maryville, just like nobody wants to scare Oakland, Blackman, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna.
Sure.
It's hard to get games. So in some of these little schools, moving up is simply a dollar figure because travel. So I don't see how they could stop that now if that's what they've been doing.
It just makes it complicated when you have one of the classifications based solely on the top enrollment, the top 32 schools in the state in enrollment.
And I'm not sure they moved people down when they let people move up before.
Right.
So, yeah, that would make it different.
I mean, if you're going to call it the Super 32, and the reason they have 32 is because everybody goes to the playoffs and you got yep. 32 teams, that's the reason for that, then
that's the reason for that.
And yeah. if it's based on your population, your school population, yeah. the number of kids you have enrolled there, it's going to change every 2 years, and it's going to affect two classifications.
By 20%, which Stewart Creek could be one of those teams.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure that – I mean, and if you do that, Laverne was already a 6A team,
yeah.
and does their enrollment go down by 20%?
No.
Okay, well, if their enrollment doesn't...
Stable.
So you've got to take 31 other teams that are there, and if their enrollment increases, there may not be... That number 32 team may not be in a position where they want to move down.
Yeah.
And if there's no opening, then that changes two classifications. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch. Just like the playoffs. Maryville-Cookeville, the Cavaliers have a shot?
I think so.
Vic Johnson's pretty good player.
I keep going with Cookeville because I think they got a pretty good football team.
It would be a big, big win for them.
It would be a huge win for them. I don't think they will, but do they have a chance? Yes.
Maryville did have to play Warren County. Beat Warren County 35-7. Now with Cookeville coming in, their road, and we talked about this last week, their road being much harder, kind of symbolizing the road that other Rutherford County teams have to go through,
yeah.
I think makes it at least fair.
We
saw how our teams competed against these Tennessee
right.
teams.
Yeah, they're going to have to go through what they call Bummer Road. You know, they're going to have to play Cookeville, but you know, Blackman, Siegel, Oakland. I mean, you go through Rutherford County teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siegel-Blackman game. John had the chance to talk to David Watson. I'm going to bring you a couple of minutes of that and a couple of minutes with Greg Wyatt here, or just a soundbite. But Coach Watson said the Stars talked about them on Saturday playing with passion, and that kind of makes them a dangerous opponent.
They've got a little bit of momentum and feeling good about themselves. The mental outlook and the mental state of mind can really make a team play like they should, you know, like really what we thought Siegel was, you know, all year long. Looking at them early in the season against Ravenwood and people like that, they were a really good football team. Just a lot of things went against them.
And Coach Wyatt, his team riding a 3-game win streak. I think the challenge each week, he kind of talks about the challenge each week. After winning that first game, you have the goal to win the second, and they're now on a 3-game win streak and are just excited to continue to be playing.
You know, we've got to be able to go out and execute and stay the course and be able to last all four quarters with them. Well, hopefully we can be in the ball game late with them and have an opportunity. They do a great job over there. They're not going to give us anything at all. It'll be a great challenge for us as a football team to be able to go there and play a very good football team.
If you look up and the score is close, late third quarter, start of the fourth quarter, it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, a lot of points could be scored.
Yeah. Back and forth, back and forth.
Back and forth, yeah.
Last week, Kingsport-Dobbins-Bennett, and then we did the Blackman-Kingsport-Dobbins-Bennett game. They had critical mistakes that a team cannot overcome, and that's four turnovers. Even two turnovers in a game, if the opponent doesn't turn the ball over, is hard to overcome in a playoff game.
Turnovers kill you anyway. Absolutely.
Got two great backs. Both of these teams like to run the football. I think we're going to see a lot of that tomorrow night too.
I hope so. I mean, it's going to be a great atmosphere. I mean, it's a Rutherford County versus Rutherford County. You know, both good teams. Real, I mean, take away the records, we're in the playoffs, right?
Right.
Take away the records. So,
Smyrna goes to now 9-2 Science Hill with their 8-3 record. That looks like if they can survive the trip up there, is going to be the key.
And across the time zone.
Right.
And yeah.
I mean, it's not an easy.
It's not an easy trip.
Well, it's another hour and a half at least on the other side of Knoxville, isn't it?
Yeah, once you get to Knoxville, it's somewhere up there.
Yeah, you just keep going.
Yeah.
The Smyrna Bulldogs with their win over Jefferson County. Riverdale-Oakland rematch as well. Riverdale has just been really hard to predict this year.
They just keep hanging around, though, don't they?
Yeah, they're still here.
Yeah, still here.
That was a win, I think, on the road at Bradley Central with an extra one less day to prepare and get ready. That many people didn't think they were going to get.
No. And I'm glad they did, because that's a big game coming up. The Battle of the Borough again.
Yeah, part two. Whatever you want to call it. Saw Overton this year, and it's amazing. Overton is a team that Stewart's Creek beat.
Yeah, they did.
Their first 6A
beat
win.
Them pretty handedly.
Yeah. I mean,
and I saw Overton early in the, you know, scrimmaging, and I thought, wow, how did they beat them? I thought they were pretty good.
Well, they get Ravenwood this week, McGavick and White Station, Franklin and Wilson Central, Mount Juliet and Whitehaven. I think they're still, after this final 16, when we get down to 8, we're still going to have quite a bit of Middle Tennessee flavor, I think.
I hope so. Wouldn't it be great to have them all Middle Tennessee?
That'd be pretty cool. If that were to happen, then there wouldn't be an East or West Tennessee team left.
Which hadn't happened probably ever.
Right.
Not to have one left.
Well, I would think Smyrna's got a really good chance at Science Hill, so that would leave only one East Tennessee team away, the Giant. White Station, have no idea. Whitehaven is 9-1. A lot of people think that they're going to play at Ravenwood for a trip to the state championship game, but we shall see. A lot of football between now and then, isn't it?
It is.
Why don't we take our final break and come back and get to Pigskin Picks. We've got, what, 3, 6, 7 games to pick here. So, and there's a new leader in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
But he's not in the house. He didn't show up tonight.
He's listening intently to what we're going to do.
I bet he is. He's going to listen to every comment when we come back.
This is Krista Dugosh, owner of Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro. We can't wait to meet your feet, whether you're a walker, a runner, a gym rat, or a weekend warrior. Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro has all the gear you need to meet your fitness goals. But we're more than just a shoe store. You can count on us for training programs, professional fittings, and educational events. Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro, located at the corner of North Thompson Lane and Medical Center Parkway, next door to Carrabba's, or at fleetfeetmurfreesboro.com.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service. From personal tax preparation to business bookkeeping, payroll, and taxes, at Craig's Tax Service, our staff is here to help.
Get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
As a former Seagull Star football player, I know the importance of the high school sports experience. Good luck to all county student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Many Murfreesboro residents may not realize that Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939. When the city's people pulled together to form their own electric utility as part of the New Deal and the creation of the TVA. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department. Back then, just 14 employees worked to bring our beautiful city into the electric era. Murfreesboro Electric Department, our hometown power, serving the citizens of Murfreesboro for over a quarter of a century.
In Rutherford County, when you think donuts, you think of Donut Country. They've been a staple for years. Donut Country on Memorial Boulevard down from the U-Haul and on Middle Tennessee Boulevard near the Old Roses Shopping Center. Donut Country has the best, sweetest donuts that you'll ever eat. Trust me on this. If you haven't had one, you're missing out on a Rutherford County treat. Donut Country, fueling the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Try them for lunch or dinner. They even have great sandwiches as well. Donut Country.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Having nightmares over mailing? Call me, Corey at Franklin's Printing. I am the resident mailing expert at Franklin's Printing. I will personally and professionally handle your data files. I will purge, merge, and get it in the mail on time for you. From barcodes to zip codes, postcards to magazines, relax. Franklin's will mail it for you. Call us at 895-0651 or visit us on the web at franklinsprinting.org.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
It's time to get to our Pigskin Pick Report. I'm going to be busy here because I've got to give three picks. Steve, you've only got to work on yours. But it's an interesting week this week because there is a new leader in the House.
Yes.
Clark Blair is the new leader after going 9-2 last week. Really good week for everybody else at 8-3, but 9-2.
He's like Moneyball. He's just going with the. He's getting it somewhere. I don't know where he's getting it.
Well, we'll see if that's the case after tonight, because I have his picks and I have the John Dinkins picks as well.
Let's see if he plays like Tennessee with the lead, you know. Is he going to go conservative here and blow it? Probably.
Well, you tell me what after we pick them all, what you think. So Clark's going to pick first. Steve, you and John will alternate with picks. And I'm still back there at 85-32. But it is what it is. Tried to make my move. Siegel is at Blackman, and Clark went with the Blaze. What say you, Steve?
Oh, Blaze.
That's where John went, was with Blackman, and so will I. Riverdale is at Oakland. Clark went with the Oakland Patriots. John went with Oakland. and that's where I'm going to go as well. Smyrna at Science Hill. Clark Blair went with Science Hill.
Did he really?
Yes, sir.
Is it mine? I'm going with Smyrna.
It's you.
I'm picking Smyrna.
Well, John went with Smyrna.
Well, good for him. He knows then.
Yeah.
He's been studying.
I guess. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs as well.
Yep.
So that one game right there could bring us all back down, or you three, back down to a tie or a two-game lead, which is that's a substantial lead right
He's
now.
He's on an island.
Yeah. That would be a big lead with
it would be
a few games or a few weeks left. So that's your high school picks. MTSU is at FAU. Clark went with Middle Tennessee, and so did John.
I'm with Middle Tennessee.
All right. Just so I can try to pick up a game or two, my heart's blue, but I'm going with FAU.
Well, you got to do something. Change it up, Brian.
Gamble a little bit.
Change it up.
Kentucky goes to Vanderbilt. Clark Blair went with the Commodores. So this is you.
Oh, I'm Kentucky.
Kentucky?
I'm going with Kentucky.
Hmm. John Dinkins went with Kentucky.
We're right there together, aren't we?
So
are we tied, Dinkins?
You and Dinkins are tied. Yeah, okay. That's why you kind of alternate.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's on an island there by himself, so that's two.
Clark could have a three-game lead now.
Yep.
If y'all lose those two games. Or he could be back by one game.
Yeah, he could be. Yep.
I'm going to go with the Wildcats. Mm-hmm. North Texas is at UT. No surprise here. Clark and John both went with UT.
UT.
Yeah, I don't think that's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Carolina is at Tennessee to take on the Titans. Mr. Blair went with Carolina.
Me too. Carolina.
John went with the Panthers.
Go with the Titans, Brian. Make your move. Make your move.
That's one reason why I'm down there. I'll pick the Titans to beat.
You said you weren't until they won a game. They won one. So
yeah.
You got to stick by what you said.
They, they did win a game. They weren't supposed to. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see how those local football games work out there. And we'll see all about it. We're going to be off here for a couple of weeks, so we'll have to do picks online at GoPrimetimeSports.com because next Thursday the Lady Raiders will be playing Central Michigan on the road. Then the next Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. Be enjoying a little turkey. So I guess that's going to do it here. We'll see you back in December.
Wow.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be championship week coming up then.
Hopefully we'll have a lot to talk about during that week.
Hopefully
wouldn't it be
so.
Good?
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, I appreciate you coming in tonight. And for the ailing John Dinkins and for Clark Blair, who's doing what all good dads do and watching some basketball hoops tonight. Hope they won. We'll see you tomorrow night for State Farm Prep Football. It's Siegel at Blackman. You'll hear that game beginning at 6 pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff here on News Radio WGNS. And we will broadcast delay the Virginia at Lady Raider basketball game immediately following our football coverage. For Steve Luker, I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you next time.
Radio WGNS, putting the power of your free speech into action on air and online at WGNSradio.com.